It's The Takeaway. I'm Todd Zwillick. On Sunday, the New York Times reported that the Department of Justice recently dispatched a federal prosecutor to Iowa to assist in the trial of a man charged with murdering 16-year-old Kadari Johnson. Johnson identified as gender fluid and occasionally went by the name Candice, according to friends and family. The DOJ, meanwhile, is investigating Johnson's murder as a hate crime. It's a move that comes as a surprise to many critics of Attorney General Jeff Sessions. That's because the Trump administration and Sessions have rolled back several anti-discrimination policies for LGBTQ people. But the decision in Iowa is in line with past statements made by the Attorney General. Here he is speaking at the 2017 Hate Crime Summit this past June.
We have and will continue to enforce hate crime laws aggressively and appropriately where transgendered individuals are victims.
Beverly Tillery is executive director of the New York City Anti-Violence Project. They're an organization working to end forms of violence against and within LGBTQ communities. Beverly, welcome to The Takeaway.
Thank you for having me.
This case in Iowa, who was Kadari Johnson and what information is known about Johnson and whether the murder was in fact motivated by transphobia?
What we know is that this was a young trans or gender nonconforming individual who had a lot of support from their family and community and, struck down at a very young age, needlessly. And we also know that this is one of many instances of young trans and gender nonconforming people of color who are being murdered at really a rate that, you know, we think of as a crisis in this country.
Well, why is the Justice Department getting involved in this particular case?
You know, that's a good question. I don't know. Some people are suspecting that this is just a stunt. This is grandstanding. You know, I really believe that this is consistent with Jeff Sessions and the Department of Justice's stance around promoting policing and a criminalization solution to violence across this country, but we don't think that it is the solution that we really need. And the Department of Justice has had many opportunities, as you said earlier, to actually take stands that would provide protections, real protections for people who are living, who are LGBTQ in this country, that would provide a safer workplace, school environment, community at large for people so that these instances are happening less.
Beverly, your organization documents cases of anti-LGBTQ violence. You documented 36 homicides up until August. That's the highest recorded level in the 20 years that you've been tracking these data.
That's right. It's the highest number of single incident reporting of hate violence homicides of LGBTQ people in the country. And we're seeing a serious increase. We've seen an increase particularly leading up to the election, presidential election, and after the election. And this year, it looks like, is going to go down with not only the highest number of single incident hate violence homicides, but a significant number more than 36.
Beverly Tillery, executive director of the New York City Anti-Violence Project. Thank you for being here.
Thank you so much for having me.